The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean joins me now on The Hard Shoulder. Henry, do you like a lion?
I love a lion.
Do you?
I absolutely
love
a lion.
Did you always, when you were a kid, a teenager?
Yeah, when I was young, I loved a lion. Obviously, I don't get them much now. I just have to follow the children. So when they wake up, I have to wake up.
You have to babysit your kids.
I have to babysit my own children, to use that terrible sexist, manly phrase that we're not allowed to use.
So the reason we're talking about this is because science has shown that you were actually doing the right thing for your health.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really interesting. A massive survey, 90,000 people the study basically looked at, following people in the UK for 14 years. And yeah, 20%, it turns out, it reduces heart disease by 20% if you have an extra lion at the weekend. And this is really interesting because we actually thought the opposite. I did get to speak to an expert, Sheena Dunn, founder of Siest Sleep. And siesta is short for siesta, which basically means nap in Spanish. And she loves a good nap. And, you know, she talks about the survey. She talks about how basically we need to take it with a pinch of salt because it hasn't been peer reviewed. I asked, does it surprise you?
I think it is interesting. Does it surprise me? It surprised me that it's coming out as so black and white. So the study is saying 20% improvement on cardiovascular disease, which is huge. So that sort of surprises me. I think what doesn't surprise me is moving away from some of the more traditionally rigid views of everyone has to get the exact same amount of sleep and everyone sleeps in like a 5-star hotel so they never get woken up, they never have pain, and they all have these perfect sleep hygiene regimes. So it surprises me in the sense that you're able to catch up on the weekends and it'll impact your heart that dramatically.
And when we take that, I mean, you mentioned hotels there and air conditioning. Sometimes 5-star hotels have the loudest air conditioning and they'd keep you up. And, you know, like that, I would try and store up sleep and I can't. I think, you know what, I'm sleep deprived. I've been doing some crazy stuff. And then you try and catch up and you're so overtired that you can't sleep and it could take me a week to recover. What's your tips on that? You're exhausted. You need to recover quickly. Can you?
So I don't think you really can. I think this is, so sleep debt is basically when you're not getting the required amount of sleep sort of every night, and there's no real getting away from it. What this study is suggesting is that on the weekend, it might be okay to sleep in an hour or two longer. The concept is powerful. And what I love about it is it's going to make people start thinking a little bit more about their sleep. So if you never sleep during the week and hope that now, having read this study, you're going to be able to catch up on the weekend, I would say no is the answer to that.
You've done lots of research on sleep. What were your main findings?
So actually, we have a new study that's going to be coming out, hopefully on News Talk, in the next few weeks. And our main finding is that stress is what's really keeping people awake. So what I found interesting about this sleep study is it's nearly suggesting that work as hard as you can during the week, but then use all your personal time to catch up. So it's nearly like it's been sponsored by companies just to encourage people to have even less work-life balance. That was one of the first things that popped out to me. When I saw the headline of this report saying you can catch up on the weekends, it reminded me of those studies that say the more chocolate you eat and you can eat more, drink more red wine, it's good for you. These are things that we absolutely adore reading because they fall into our confirmation bias. So something that we want.
You're saying that chocolate and wine is not good for you?
No.
Oh, no, it absolutely is good for you, isn't it, Henry?
Well, this is it. The studies.
The official health advice from Henry and Kieran in News Talk is more chocolate and red wine.
I think dark chocolate and red wine, lots of it. Just get it into you.
Horse it into you. You met some sleepers as well, didn't you?
No, I did meet sleepers.
Everybody's a sleeper, aren't they?
Well, this is it. Some of us aren't. Some of us just drink Red Bull or that monster drink that the young people drink.
I'm not into that now.
And they just stay up and they never sleep and they have like 2 or 3 hours. And then there's others that just can't sleep. I did get to meet Patrick, who basically suffers from insomnia. I asked, how is your sleep?
I remember I used to go into the shop and you'd always get a big time bar.
Tell us about the big time. What was a big time?
It was like a toffee, a very chunky bar of toffee, a bit of chocolate over it as well. And then you'd also get 10 penny jellies.
Henry, I think you and I were a little asleep there at the wheel. I press the wrong button?
I think
people
no
at home
sleep.
Were expecting Patrick to talk about insomnia.
What we heard there was, I think we heard from Paul Byrne from
Sometimes,
Burn,
sometimes even
talking about
even we're asleep at the wheel.
I think the gremlins were asleep. I think we were all asleep.
That's what we blame the gremlins.
But
I'm blaming you.
There should be Patrick, who suffers from insomnia. I don't know if he's anywhere near. But anyway, we're going to move on to Lucy Wolf. She's a sleep consultant, and she's the author of The Baby Sleep Solution, the All About the Baby Sleep Solution. She says it's good news.
This is a concept now of compensatory sleep, which is indicating that it is possible to perhaps gain sleep on the weekend that has positive implications for our health, our heart health specifically in this instance. It is a change in narrative. Matt Walker, the neuroscientist, would be of the mind that we need to have a regular wake time every day of the week in order to maintain a regular sleep schedule. Whereas obviously, if we look at having sleeping on the weekend, that may throw our sleep schedule off. But certainly, it's an interesting departure from most recent guidance, which would be to have that regular wake time. And certainly, I think all experts agree that getting enough sleep and focusing on the quality as well as the quantity of the sleep is important for all aspects of our health, our emotional well-being. And it's good news for people who perhaps have a capacity to get extra sleep on the weekend without it impacting their bedtime as you head into the working week.
So that was Lucy Wolf, the sleep consultant. And I've got good news, Henry. Mm-hmm. Our insomniac.
Well, I'm also an insomniac.
He's back.
So, I hope he is. Here is Patrick. I asked, how is your sleep?
Mine are bad. I have severe obstructive sleep apnea and have been diagnosed with insomnia as well. So I think you have to catch up at certain times whenever you can.
Did you have much sleep last night?
Not much. I woke up about 1 o'clock and went back about four. You can function for so many hours of the day, but then your sleep debt, as they call it, catches up with you and you have to try and make up for it another time. It always has to be repaid, I find.
And for the listeners at home, you do look tired. Is that okay to say?
That's fair enough. I'm not the first person by any means to say that to me.
So you're at work today?
That's right, yes.
Do you feel like nodding off at work?
You would, well, don't say that to my employer, but you would after a certain time of the day, late afternoon.
Well, if I'm not working, I wake up around 1, I'd say.
1 p.m. in the afternoon?
Yeah, probably.
Now, that is a sleeper. That is a lion.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
And do you feel better for it?
Oh, definitely, yeah, full of energy.
I work in a bar, so depending on what time I get home, I'd probably wake up around 12 o'clock, you know.
Midday. That's a proper sleeper.
I know, yeah. Wouldn't get in until probably around 3 or 4, but then sleep in until 12 or 1, I'd say, most weekends.
9 or 8, depending on, you know, for sports and all. And
so you're an early riser?
Yeah, I can't really sleep in. I get uncomfortable in the bed, you know. Have to get up, move around.
Well, my family say that they need to put off a foghorn to wake me up when I go into REM. I'm really, really asleep. I sleep between 7 and 8 hours regular.
And that helps you?
Oh, absolutely. But being tired before I go to bed helps me also.
So you like to be tired and that helps. And what about at the weekends? Do you sleep in?
No, I'm busy in my allotment.
So you love the allotment and you have some new plants there?
I do. This is for home though. Just a little bit of mint and parsley.
Oh, that's to eat?
Eat and also mint with sparkling water. It's gorgeous.
All right. That is what Patrick and others had to say about their sleeping patterns. Poor Patrick with insomnia. Tough break.
It is very hard.
Yeah,
it
is. One of the great things in life is being able to fall asleep when you just put head hits the pillow.
And can you do that?
Yeah, I'm good to go sleep quickly. But I don't sleep in. So this study today is detrimental news for me.
Is it?
Yeah, no. I am an early riser and always have been.
Always? So when do you sleep? I know there's other presenters in the building, which we can't name, that sleep just before they go to air.
Oh, actually that's true, yeah.
Gets a sleep in just before he goes to air. That's what he does. I can't name him. I don't think I can. No, I can't.
No.
But yeah, he likes to sleep. And what's wrong with a siesta before you go to air? I had one just there.
I think that's weird. Anyway, Henry McKean, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.